me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. 'Cause you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good, good.
welcome to Discoveryland and Quest. My name is Skylar.
I'm Pastor Chris.
And I have a question for you. If you suddenly had to move to a new town, what would you take with you?
Now, you'd probably take all of your stuff, but think of one special thing, or maybe two that are really, really special to you.
Yeah, so I want you guys to think about that for a second and maybe talk to someone nearby. But the reason I asked you that today is because we'll hear about how God asked somebody to make a big move in the Bible.
So, before we get to that, though, we're going to pray. So let's talk to God. God, thank you for bringing us together today. We know you're here, and we praise you. We ask that your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts today and help us teach us more about you and your love for us, and help us understand that you have a plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So today, during the part of the Big God story, you are going to need to put your thinking caps and listen really carefully. So throughout the story, I will ask you to choose whether a statement is true or false, and so will Pastor Chris. But if you believe the statement is correct or true, you will stand up and shout, "Woo-hoo! Yes, it's true!"
All right.
And if you believe the answer is incorrect or false, you will stay seated and shout, "I suspect that's incorrect." Can you try it with me?
All right, let's try it. Let's
all right,
try
ready?
It. All right, it's correct.
All right, so woohoo!
Woo!
Yes,
all right,
true. It's
true.
Okay, and it's false.
Oh, I suspect that's
incorrect.
Okay, all right,
that
I think
awesome.
We got it.
Okay, here we go.
All right, at the very beginning of the Bible, the book of Genesis tells the story of God creating the world. Here's your first true or false statement. See if you know this one. On the sixth day of creation, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. So if you think it's true, on the sixth day, God created those things, stand up and shout, "Woo!" If it's not true, stay seated and go, "I think that's incorrect." All right, what do you think? Oh, if you said, "I suspect that's incorrect," you're correct. So remember, it was people, humans, that God created on the sixth day. He did those other things a little bit earlier. Let's try another one.
All right. So God made people, male and female, in his own image, and God told them to bring order to all he had made. Here's the next true or false statement. Okay, humans made the choice to disobey God, to sin again instead of obeying. Do we think that's true or false? Good job. Yep, that's true. They did sin and not listen to God. Good job. Okay, so God began to seek out righteous people on the earth, people who God could use to restore his creation and bring blessing to the world. Here's our next one, true or false. One of the people God chose was a man named Adam, who lived in a place called Ur. Do you think that's true or false that his name was Adam? Good job. I suspect that's incorrect.
Yeah.
His name was Abram.
Which is close, but a totally different name. And like most people at that time, Abram probably grew up worshiping false gods and idols. But one day, something super unexpected happened. The one true God spoke to Abram and said, "Leave your home, go to a different land that I will show you." Now, when Abraham heard this message from God, he was already a really old man. So get ready for your next statement. True or false? Abram and his wife Sarai had 5 children when we see this at the beginning of their story. Is that a true or false statement that they had 5 children? What do you think? Oh, that's incorrect. I suspect that's false. Friends, Abram and Sarah had 0 children at this time, and they were really old, and leaving home would mean giving up everything they knew, leaving their family behind, leaving their friends behind, and the place that they had lived for all of their lives.
Right. God said, "I will bless you, and through you, I want to bless the whole world." How could they trust that the words of God were true? Well, Abram believed, and he obeyed. He packed up all his things and took his wife and nephew Lot and left for this new land that he had never seen before. But when they arrived, people were already living in a land called Canaan. That didn't seem to matter to God, though, because God already had a plan. He promised Abram, "I will give this land to you and your children." It must have been hard for an old man, though, with no children, to believe, but Abram still did. Over time, God started to make Abram wealthy with lots of sheep and cattle. But Abram said to God, "How are you still going to use my family to bless the world if I don't have any children?"
Great question, Abram. So here's your what next question, friends. God responded to Abram's question by saying, look up, do you see all the clouds that fill the sky? Ooh, that's kind of a tricky one. Do you think that's true or false that God told him to count the clouds in the sky? That's right. I believe that's incorrect. You guys are good. All right, God didn't tell him to look at the clouds. God told him to count the stars in the sky. So I don't know if you ever tried to count stars, but there's a lot of them, right? That's how big God said Abraham's family will become. So, but check this out. Even at the time Abraham didn't have any children at all, God planned to use him to have an enormous family. Another question for you, true or false? God made an unbreakable promise called a continent. Do you think that's true or false, that the promise God made was called a continent? Nope, that's false. I believe that's false. Great job. The promise was called, it's close, but it's a covenant.
Good job. So God said, one day your family will have all this land. You will have children. Your wife is going to have a baby, even though she seems too old. Abram couldn't help himself. He laughed at God's words. He had trusted God by leaving his home, and he had waited for years while getting older and older, but having a baby just seemed impossible. Okay, here's your next true or false statement. To remind Abram of his promise, the covenant, God changed his name to Abraham. Do you think that's true or false? They're just too good at this.
It is true.
It is true. Woo-hoo! Awesome job. So God changed Abram's name to Abraham, which means a father of many nations. God gave Sarai a new name too. She became Sarah, the mother of kings. Even their names would be a sign that God had a plan for their family.
So Abraham and Sarah could do nothing but put their faith in God and trust that somehow God was going to make a way. And God did have a plan the whole time. Nothing would get away in the way of God's plan to bless the whole world through the family of Abraham and Sarah. We can always trust that God has a plan.
God asked Abram to move from a familiar place to a place God had shown him. Although Abram couldn't see the whole picture, he trusted God and obeyed. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." All of us have dreams and hopes.
Maybe you have some. So you can answer out loud if you're watching. What are some of the dreams and hopes that you have for your life? Okay. Any more? All right. So you know what? Abraham, he didn't have any idea what his life would be like either. But God's instructions and blessings changed what his plans, what Abram's plans were. You know, we all love a happy ending, right?
It's true.
But we want to see how everything's going to work out. And as Abraham followed God, he didn't always know. He didn't know if there was going to be a happy ending. He didn't know how it was going to work out. But through it all, God had a plan, and he was directing Abraham's steps. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to do an activity next to help us think about these things.
All right, guys, I want you to think about a dream or a plan that you have for yourself. And if you want to, you guys can hold out your hands in front of you like a cup, imagining your plans inside. And then while you're listening to the music, talk to Jesus in prayer. Ask him to help you and trust his plan. When you're ready, act like you're releasing your cup to him, like you are giving God your plans and trusting that he has a plan for your life.
I count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name.
All right. It's awesome when we release our plans to God and He takes them and He does what He can do. So we hope you've learned something today, friends. And we're going to do our blessing now. So if you'd hold your hands out to receive our blessing. And it says, God had a plan for Abraham and Sarah to make their children and grandchildren into a great nation that would bless the world. May you, friends, always remember that God has a plan and that He loves you deeply and will establish your steps as you follow Him.